The addictive roguelike game Balatro has become one of the biggest hits of the year, mixing elements of poker and solitaire into a fiendish experience. And now my life is ruined because it's coming to mobile thanks to Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade. And you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Death Stranding 2 gets a release date, and it's pretty soon. Microsoft's Xbox handheld is looking more real, and Pokemon Go maker Niantic is sold to Saudi conglomerate. Here's the news for Sunday, 16th of March. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
Get ready for the weirdness. Hideo Kojima's Death Stranding 2 on the beach has a release date, and it's very soon. Announced at a South by Southwest panel, the PlayStation 5 exclusive game will launch this year on the 26th of June. Old Mate has collected hundreds of his famous pals, Elle Fanning, Lee Dong-seok, Deborah Wilson and Yu, and Norman Reedus, Leah Seydoux and Troy Baker are also joining the gang.
There is a new 10-minute trailer for the game, and of course, it's nuts. But what everyone is excited for is a bandana-wearing Luca Marinelli, who plays a new character, Neil, who looks like the spitting image of Solid Snake from Metal Gear Solid. He's probably known as a stealth action man or something like that. He's a tease, Akajima, isn't he? Microsoft is getting in on the handheld action with an Xbox-branded console reportedly set to release later this year. Or maybe next year. There are some conflicting reports. Jez Corden at Windows Central says he's got the inside scoop, and Microsoft has partnered with an unnamed PC manufacturer and put together a handheld console codenamed Kenan.
It's an interesting move from a company that has been far more focused on acquiring studios and launching digital platforms than making new hardware. Corden goes on to speculate on what this console could deliver and what it means for Xbox's brand in the long run. But it is largely assumptions at this stage. Of course, we'll keep you updated as soon as more information is released. A leak from Sony's PlayStation Group has shown they're working on an AI-powered version of Aloy from Horizon Forbidden West. Narrated by Sharwin Raghobardajal, software engineering director at Sony Interactive Entertainment, the video showed AI-powered synthesized voice and facial movements, both in a demo setting and within the full game. Here is Aloy's real-life human voice actor Ashley Burt sharing the understandable concerns.
Guerrilla reached out to me to let me know that the demo didn't reflect anything that was actively in development. They didn't use any of my performance for the demo, so none of my facial or voice data. And Guerrilla owns Aloy as a character. So all that said, I feel worried. And not worried about Guerrilla specifically or Horizon or my performance or my career specifically even. I feel worried about this art form, game performance as an art form. We are currently on strike. SAG-AFTRA is on strike against video games because of AI, because this technology exists, because we know that game companies want to use it. We're asking for protections. So currently what we're fighting for is that you have to get our consent before you make an AI version of us in any form. You have to compensate us fairly, and you have to tell us how you're using this AI double. It makes me so sad. It hurts my heart. It scares me. I love this industry and this art form so much. And I want there to be a new generation of actors. I want there to be so many more incredible game performances.
Radko Bardajoa indicated that it's just a prototype and was developed with Guerrilla Games to demonstrate the technology to Sony staff. The tech demo uses OpenAI's Whisper for speech-to-text, both GPT-4 and Llama 3 for conversations and decision-making, and Sony's own emotional voice synthesis system. Of course, when it comes to AI use within video games and other media, the question that comes to mind is, what impact does this have on voice actors and game developers? Of course, it's fun to imagine a situation where you could ask an NPC literally any question and they'd answer. It's like sci-fi magic, but like, at what cost? I don't know, man. Seems grubby to me. The developers behind Pokemon Go and Pikmin Bloom have been bought out in a massive deal. Confirmed by Niantic and the Pokemon Go team, the mobile gaming company Scopely has bought Niantic's game division for a whopping $3.5 billion. That's $3.5 billion US, which is like $5.5 billion Australian. Other titles that are being handed over to Scopely are Monster Hunter Now. Scopely also now owns Niantic Campfire and Wayfarer apps.
Niantic's games business has over 30 million monthly active players and over $1 billion a year in revenue. And of course, most of that is driven by Pokemon Go. However, some Pokemon Go players are a little bit worried, as Scopely is known for its aggressive monetization in its games, including Star Trek Fleet Command and Marvel Strike Force. But in subsequent news, Scopely has said they're going to retain all the members of Niantic's game teams. And in the meantime, Niantic's geospatial tech platform will be developed into a new business called Niantic Spatial. And in some fun gaming tech news, the internet has found that SNES consoles seem to be getting faster as they age. On Blue Sky, Tazbot shared that the audio processing unit clock seems to be running faster years later and also speeds up while warm. The result of this is music and sounds within the game are slightly higher in pitch.
We know the CPU clock uses a quartz crystal, and that seems to be running fine. However, the APU uses a ceramic resonator. What impact that has? Who knows? Taz.bot seems pretty keen to find out why exactly it's happening. And of course, we don't really know how this will affect games, but I'm sure the internet will figure it out. Just a bit of fun, you know? That's it for headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Assassin's Creed Shadows is finally out, and it's the setting we've all been waiting for, 16th century Japan. That's coming to PC, Xbox Series X and S, and PlayStation 5 on Thursday. Keep an eye out on sifter.com.au for a review from Gianni Di Giovanni.
Also out Thursday is Wreckfest 2, an arcade racer with particular focus on crashing into everyone and everything. Customizable cars, realistic damage, what more could you want? Grab it on PC, Xbox Series X and S, and PlayStation 5 on the 21st.
How do you like this title, Kyle? Atelier Yumiya, the Alchemist of Memories and the Envision Land.
I don't like it, is the answer, Fee.
This alchemy-focused JRPG has got all the hits with crafting, battle, and building. You can grab it on all platforms on the 21st.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Pauletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomew. Thank you so much for listening.
Keep an eye on our website. We're posting reviews and stories over there all the time. Head to sifter.com.au.
Sifter is produced by myself, Kyle Pauletto, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and Gianni Di Giovanni, who is Sifter's executive producer and also Walkthrough script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday.